Why is change so difficult to achieve? We begin our podcast right there.
Computers are live. Mixer is up. Levels are good. Equalizer is good. Ready channels 1 and 2. Mic is live in 3, 2, 1. Roll it. Welcome, listeners, to the My Practice, My Business podcast, where we teach dentists and their teams how to reclaim forgotten profitability in dentistry with our clinical business of dentistry training. And now, the host of our show, the clinical director at My Practice, My Business, Dr. Rob Thorup.
Many years ago, I had a doctor bring her staff through our training. And at the end of their training, I asked the question, "Do any of you have any concerns or questions?" The doc said she loved every minute of the training, and she had only one concern. Her question led us to make sure that we do a lot of role-playing and have each team go through their first training reflection meeting at the end of our MPMB training. Her question also helped pave the way for our office manager curriculum to be taught simultaneously with our team training. In other words, our training went to a whole new level from her one question. And I'm grateful that she asked it. And all of our trainees who teach us so much each and every month with their questions, we learn so much more from you. The question was, how do we implement what we have learned here at our training with My Practice, My Business? How do we implement it on day one? Wow. That's a powerful question, just to make sure. Because she made the comment that implementation of training is the Achilles heel. And it gets people all the time. So implementation has always been the key to any training we obtain in dentistry. We've learned by the School of Hard Knocks how to help dental offices implement their training. That's what we've learned. Speaking of school, as I've told all of you, my sweetheart Tracy, she's pursuing her MBA, and she's back in the grind of spring semester. I love it. She came across a chart that she couldn't wait to share with me. As I studied it, I looked at her and I asked her, I said, where was this chart when we were building our training curriculum? Because in this chart, we actually got lucky and our curriculum follows these patterns. But this chart laid it out so beautifully. It laid out a pathway to achieve change. It placed our training modules, which definitely require some change, into a more understandable pathway and why we teach the way we do. And this is what I want to share with all of you. There are 5 components to effectively make change happen. Those of you who have gone through our training, you'll recognize some of these topics and their definitions, but you will also have other components come into a more understandable perspective. The first component is, my favorite, vision. Vision in a business setting is defined as a vivid mental image of what you want your business to be at some point in the future, based on your goals and aspirations. Having a vision will give your business a clear focus and can stop you heading in the wrong direction. Where vision lacks, confusion prevails. One of my favorite quotes, we see confusion all the time when it comes to the direction and leadership within dental practices. So what is your vision for your dental practice? What is it? Dental team members, what is your vision of your jobs? And how do you envision yourself with the doctors you work for? Success in anything we do, especially within our dental industry, has to begin with vision. Vision of where you want to be and what you need to do to get there. So vision in dentistry might include wanting to purchase and apply technology in your office. That technology might include CAD/CAM technology or cone beam technologies. And it might be something as simple as a laser cavity detector. That vision might and should also include how to be profitable with the purchase of such technology. Profitability has got to also be the vision of where you see yourself being. The second component is skills. Skills. Sorry, I always think of Napoleon Dynamite, that one section. You know, chicks like guys with skills. You know, I just laugh. One of the actors is actually one of my patients, and I just laugh every time I think of that show. But skills in business are defined as an ability and capacity acquired through deliberate, systematic, and sustained effort to smoothly and adaptively carry out complex activities or job functions involving ideas. And when we involve ideas, that's cognitive skill thinking, okay? And then things, which are technical skills, and or people, which are interpersonal skills. Business skills also include, so important, communication and influencing and negotiation and management, right? They are also likely to include advanced skills such as leadership and presentation skills. Sound like case presentations, right? Strategic thinking and project management. Those are also skills that we need to have in the business. And what I found in most offices have, they have dental teams who exhibit all the above skills to one degree or another. But the one skill that seems to escape and be repressed and sometimes nearly non-existent is cognitive skills. Those are the skills that require task managers to become task thinkers. As I pointed out in one of my previous podcasts, oftentimes we see dental team members, even the doc, come up with superb business ideas only to be shot down by one or more team members because the yinindis come out. Yeah, no, I'm not doing it. In addition, we see team members run tasks very well, but they seem to question business truths and completely embrace false narratives. I don't want task managers. I want task thinkers. I want people who continue to develop skills. Learning new skills is what keeps the practice alive, you guys, and vibrant. It's learning new skills that requires the docs and their teams, right, to go through stages of team development. Going through those stages is what can cause an office to oftentimes forego change. The stumbling block here becomes what? The status quo. That's right. The third component is incentives. This is like my staff's favorite one. Business incentives are what motivates you to behave in a certain way, while preferences are your needs and wants and desires. Okay? Economic incentives provide you that motivation to pursue your preferences. Economic disincentives discourage behavior. So don't have disincentives in your practice. Have incentives. When dental teams have to change the way things have always been done, it's difficult to break that status quo. Don't embrace it. What's in it for teams, or you got to look at what's in it for your team members to move out of their comfort zones, right? Get them out of the comfort. For me, I tell them, hey, you still got a job. Be lucky. You know, sometimes that works, but financial incentives always work best. So giving your staff what I call ownership. Ownership of your practice works extremely well, especially when instigating change. Now, you don't have to give ownership by giving an actual percentage or stock of your company. No, giving ownership in financial rewards, just like you, Doc, are rewarded. That's a power play. The fourth component is resources. Business resources, also known as factors of production, they consist of both land and labor, along with capital and enterprise. The resources needed to start and sustain a business can be broken into five broad categories: financial, human, educational, that's really big for us, right? Emotional, and physical resources. Would you believe the one that sticks out here to me is emotional? That's right. Trying to get emotional support from all team members in a dental office can be tough, especially with the multiple power struggles that often exist with certain staff members. Ooh, am I calling some of you out? You know who you are. Okay, get off that high horse. The other resource component, that includes you, Doc. The other resource component that seems to be on short supply is financial. This is because dentists are working their guts out with little to no profitability, no profit margins on many of the procedures they perform with PPO plans. That's right. Dental insurance is killing us. You can't draw from a dry well. Did I mention that our training here at My Practice, My Business can fill up that well with profits you have never seen before? I'm just saying. The fifth and final component is an action plan. An action plan is a detailed plan outlining actions needed to reach one or more goals. It's a sequence of steps that have to be taken or activities that must be performed well for a strategy to succeed. So without well-defined steps to accomplish that vision of change, you'll just wallow in self-pity of inaction. You've got to have an action plan. So how do we tie all these components into effective change? Well, first, let's start with what doesn't work. The first one is you can have vision, skills, incentives, and resources without an action plan, but that will result in what we call a false start. This is the most common scenario. We see this with most offices who go to a convention, attend a course, get excited to make a change, report to work on Monday, and nothing happens because there is no action plan to implement what was learned. That's one of the major fundamentals we have in our training that we teach, and that's what that team meeting at the end of our training is all about. It has to have an action plan. Two, you can have vision, skills, incentives, and an action plan, but without necessary resources, that only brings forth frustration. If a practice doesn't have the resources to implement change, change never gets off the ground. Get creative with resources, but only with things or technology that can produce a clear return on investment. And remember that those resources aren't always financial. I pointed out, they're emotional. So everybody's got to be on the same page. The third failure situation is when you have vision, skills, resources, and an action plan without incentives. That results in a staff that has no need for change. There's no incentive there. There's no incentive for them to do what we call plussing the practice, or what we learned from Disney University is plussing the practice. The fourth one that is a failure is when you have vision, incentives, resources, and an action plan without necessary skills. That leads to complete anxiety for everybody. Skills that we see that are often lacking seem to always be related to business training. In other words, dental team members lack the most important skills needed, which is business training. Ouch. I just got asked by Roseman Dental School to come lecture to their MBA students who are going to dental school. I thought that was brilliant for Roseman to do. See, Roseman's, we got two dental schools here in Utah. We have Roseman and we have the University of Utah. And I thought that's brilliant to have a simultaneous MBA program is what Roseman has, where the dental students attend school in the summer and actually pursue an MBA program. I thought that's really brilliant. Can't wait to be part of that lecture team, teaching those guys what we know. The fifth failure, you guys, is when you have skills, incentives, resources, and an action plan, but no vision. If you have no vision, that will lead to exactly what I mentioned earlier, and that is confusion. So to make change happen, you first need to dream it. You've got to dream a little. You need to dream and envision yourself being successful and what that pathway might look like. I love Walt Disney. He was a dreamer. And look what he accomplished. Fantastic stuff. So the secret to achieving change requires the following. It requires a vision of what that change can lead to with a return on investment or some other goal you've dreamed of accomplishing. Next is acquiring the skills and tactics and strategies to accomplish your vision or goal. and then to get your staff behind your vision and the goals you have. This is best accomplished through an incentive program that is fair to you and them. Oftentimes, I see incentive programs that become entitlement programs, and that's not where they should be whatsoever. Incentives must be earned, and when they are earned, they do not become entitlements. Resources are necessary to accomplish change too. Those resources are not just monetary, they're also emotional. You need everyone's buy-in when it comes to making change. And last, you need an action plan to accomplish your goals. Remember what that doc taught me when she said her main concern was implementation of her training. That's exactly where the action plan comes in. Team meetings are critical elements, you guys, for you and your staff to hammer out how things get implemented in your office. Just don't lose your vision when certain personalities try to disrupt those goals. Sometimes, doc, you just have to remind them who the CEO is of the practice.
Thank you so much for tuning into the My Practice, My Business podcast. You can find additional podcasts you may have missed that will help you with your dental practice at Apple iTunes Podcasts. And remember to become a subscriber to our podcast. Many of you have asked how to help support the My Practice, My Business podcast. If you have enjoyed the program and information you received today, the best way to help is to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks again for allowing us to be a part of your day.